भवान् भगवतो नित्यं सम्मतासानुगस्यः यस्य ज्ञानोपदेशायं आदिशत् भगवान् व्रजन्। Your good self is one of the eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. So Maitreya is glorifying Vidura here. He says, भवान भगवतो नित्यं सम्मता सानुगस्य। Your good self is one of the eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Sanugasya cha. Sanugasya means one who always associates with the Lord. Yasya jnanopadeshayam madishat bhagavan vrajan. While going back, his abode left the instructions with me. Yamaraj, the great controller of the life after death, decides the living entity's destiny in their next lives. He is surely among the most confidential representative of the Lord. Such a confidential post are offered to great devotees of the Lord who are as good as his eternal associate in the spiritual sky. And because Vidur happened to be among them, the Lord, while returning to Vaikuntha, left instructions for Vidura with a Maitreya Muni. Generally, the eternal associates of the Lord in spiritual sky do not come to the material world. Sometimes they come, however, by the order of the Lord, not to hold any administrative post, but to associate with the Lord in person or to propagate the message of God in human society. Such empowered representatives are called Shaktyavesh Avataras, or incarnation invested with the transcendental power of attorney. Power of attorney. भवान भगवतो नित्यं सम्मतासानुगस्यः यस्य ज्ञानोपदेशायं मादिशत भगवान व्रजन्। सो विदुर जी, एज एक्सप्लेन इन प्रीवियस वर्स, ही वाज यमराज इन हिज प्रीवियस लाइफ हु गॉट कर्स बाय मांडव्य ऋषि एंड बिकेम और टुक अ बर्थ इन Shudra, as a son of a kept wife of Vichitravirya. But understanding his eternal position as Nitya Sammatasanuka, the eternal associate of the Lord, Maitreya Rishi, he gave him the same respect as he's supposed to give to the Lord. And Prabhupada explains why so. Because sometimes this Nitya Sanuga or Nitya Anuga or eternal associates of the Lord, they generally don't come to this material world. And whenever they come, they do have some purpose. And what is that purpose? Not to take any administrative position. Generally, they come to just preach and propagate the holy name, the glories, the message of their Lord. And such an empowered living entities, they are called as a Shaktyavesh Avatara. They have empowered by the Lord to get done certain things. Like a Shripad Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, These are empowered living entities sent by the Lord Himself to establish the eternal truth. Because it's not necessary that Lord will come every time to propagate this message. Because Lord Himself says, He gives this knowledge to His own devotees. Not everyone. And that's why the devotees of the Lord, they are more considered more compassionate than the Lord, because they are ready to give this knowledge to each and everyone. And Mahaprabhu says, as He, Lord Himself, came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with the mood of Radharani, so what He did? Jara dekho tarakaha Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, just give them knowledge about Krishna. Lord never gave this knowledge to Duryodhana, did He? Is there any incident in Mahabharata that Lord was explaining the spiritual knowledge to Duryodhana? No. But devotees, they do. They can go to any Tom, Dick, Harry to save him from the material world, from the pangs of sufferings. And they preach. We have an example, like Jagai Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they approached him. And Nityananda, literally, he was prostrated in front of Jagai and he was begging to him, please chant the holy name of Lord. Who can do this? Only devotees, because they have tremendous compassion in their heart. As in the previous sadho lokan sadva anugraha. They have compassion for lokan, for the mass of people. And that's why they are known as a Karuna Murti, the personification of Lord's mercy. They approach each and everyone for the benefit of all the people. So when Maitreya started speaking, he says, sadhu prashtam tvaya sadhu lokana sadhu anugrahnat kirti vintant loke atmano adhokshaja atmana. You have inquired from me of the greatest of the goodness, and thus you have shown your mercy both to the world and to me, because your mind is always absorbed in the thoughts of transcendence. And because of such a compassionate nature, devotees, they can preach about the Lord's wonderful pastimes, about Lord's glories. Because devotees are artabandho. Artabandho means friends of distressed. And we have discussed that everyone in this material world, they are distressed. They have their problems. And only devotees, they can understand that problem. And that's why they try to help them out to come out of the problem. Only the person who knows the problem can give you a solution. Other who is already in the problem can help other to get out of the problem. Like psychiatrics. Couple of my friends, they are psychiatrics in European countries. Recently, I heard from one of my friends that one of them has gone crazy, mentally retarded. He was practicing for the last 15 years. He was dealing with such a crazy people. By listening to them every day, contemplating on their problems and giving them solution, he gradually started having problem with his own mental situation. Because as long as you are not mentally strong or you are not a spiritual person, If you don't practice spirituality in your life, it's very tough to control your mind. Because Lord Himself says, Indriyana Manashasmi, among the senses, Lord is mind. And do we think that you can control yourself, that mind? Or you will help others to control their mind without taking shelter of spirituality? No. He was working in London. He earned enough money actually. Recently, 2-3 years back, he got married. And now he got all the symptoms of a literally psychic person. So he has left his job and came back to his hometown. One more fellow, he was working. He was same in London only, he was working. He used to wake up at 4 o'clock and he used to work till 10:30 at night. Staying alone there without family. Family was in India. And he got nuts. And he's in the same situation. Again, they brought back him to the India and they are giving him now therapy, different yoga therapy and naturopathies, so that he can come in normal situation. So unless and until you have some spiritual backup, you can't become a counselor, you can't become a consultant who can deal with others' problems. I heard a statistic that every third person here in Western countries go to psychiatry. Is that true?
I don't know, it seems like a lot.
A lot. You see, even kids, they're taking them to psychic consultancy. I don't know why. Because parents, they don't have time to spend with them. So kids, they get freaked out because they don't get love at all when they're supposed to give, when they are tender. So they become eccentric. Then to deal with that, where they go? In every school they have a... I think you must be knowing that. There is someone who look after their psychic mentality. Is there?
Pretty much.
So it's there. Why? Because there is no relationship where you can open up your mind, you can take it out, the whole garbage that you are carrying in your mind. It's not happening. Because they don't have a time to sit and discuss. Do they? I have seen here people, they have a big house like a mansion. Kids have grown up, so they should have a separate room. Who knows behind the door what that kid is doing? You want to call up that kid to take food, mama gives call. Beta, come, lunch is ready. Where? He is in his bedroom. Mother is in kitchen. And she is not going to get him from the bedroom. She is calling from the kitchen itself. Beta, come. So we have become so impersonal. Where we are relating to each other? On which level actually? Only on the physical level? That is only for the few hours, just to squeeze out each other, that's all. Where is the mental attachment? That is also not there today in today's people. They have gone so crazy and nuts actually. They don't know why they are surviving. What's the purpose of life? And seeing such a people, pure devotees, they feel compassion because they know what problem they are in, how they are suffering actually. But the person who is already drenched in the filth, he never smells anything. But the person passing by there, he knows, hey, it smells horrible. So when we are in our own problems, sometimes we don't realize that it is a really problem with me. But the person, the third person who looks at you, he knows he is having such a problem and need to be taken out of that. So the devotees, why they are considered as the most intelligent? Because they know the real problem of our life. The real problem of our life is not that, oh, I'm not able to adjust with this person. I'm not able to adjust with this situation. I'm not adjust with my colleagues, or I'm not able to adjust with my family or my society or this or that. That's not the real problem. Real problem is that our illusion that we are living in. And what is that illusion?
Aham.
Consider that myself has a body. And that's why that aham mameti is there. See, we have seen people practicing spirituality more than the decades. But still, to come out of that bodily platform is not that easy. Now they have realized that why Prabhupada, again and again and again, if you hear his lectures, every time he is giving more and more emphasis on trying to understand that we are not this body but spirit soul. After 11 years of his preaching, when he was 76 or 77, when he was in Calcutta, one of his sannyas disciple asked him, Prabhupada, almost 11 years now, but every time you are just repeating the same thing, that we are not this body but spirit soul, we are not this body but spirit soul. Then Prabhupada said, if you understand that, then only further I can tell you about. Otherwise, it's not that easy. There was a program, and one of the life members, they were bugging Prabhupada to speak on Rasa Panchadhyaya, to speak about the Rasa Leela of the Lord. And Prabhupada was neglecting that. Then forcefully that person, he got up and said, Swamiji, we are requesting you, you just speak something about Rasa Panchadhyaya. Prabhupada humbly said, you may be qualified to hear that, but I am not qualified to speak on that. Because that intimate knowledge you will not understand unless and until you are liberated from the Atma Buddhi, from the bodily conscious of life. So things need to be understood. And devotees, they know the problem. There are some so-called gurus, babas and spiritual perceptors, they wanted to give higher test. They wanted to give you your own spiritual identity, your constitutional position, your swarupa. Are to understand swarupa, you need to get out of this covering of material designations, this body, this bodily consciousness, dehatma buddhi. कुछ समझ में आ रहा है क्या बोल रहा हूं? कहां खोए आप? अपने अपने रूम में बैठ के पढ़ लेते हैं फिर हर रोज. अरे मालिक, सो वेयर वी वेयर? See, unless and until we come out of this bodily conception of life, it's not that easy to understand our own problems. And the real problem of life is identifying ourselves as a body. And then other thing comes along with that. Then that janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. These are the problems as long as you consider yourself as a body. So these problems will get mitigated only if you understand that I'm not this body. And then you will not bother. Vaan charnamruta prasadaka. So, it's difficult to understand. And devotees, Why we call them devotees actually? Because they have devoted. What they have devoted? Their consciousness. To whom? For the service of Lord. That's why they are called as a devotees. As long as you don't have that devotion towards the Lord, it's not possible to get rid of this material problem. What to do for that? How to work out with that? For that, you need to associate with the devotees. Because they are most compassionate. They try to fix your problem by understanding your own position. That's why we need a spiritual master in our life. Who can personally take care of you? It's not that my spiritual master has a 20,000 disciples, so I will get more 20,000 for him. No. Rupa Goswami Pad says, accept that much only with whom you can relate yourself, with whom you can personally take care of their spiritual life. Otherwise, if you have like a 10, 20,000 disciples and everyone is not getting a chance to meet you. I have seen few of the people, they have taken initiation for 10, 15 years back, but hardly they had an interaction with their spiritual master. They have seen him in yatras, in big programs, or maybe on the Vyas Puja day, just to go offer garland or some envelope with some donation. That's what their interaction with the spiritual master. But by definition, spiritual master, as per in the disciplic succession, he should be knowing each and every of his disciple, consulting them, giving them instruction, personal instruction. That's why one should have a spiritual master. Otherwise, what's the use then? Just for the sticker, I'm disciple of such and such Swami. Will that help you to progress in your spiritual life? Due to the illusion, someone may say, yeah, that is enough for me. He is my spiritual master and he will take care of me. That's not enough. Otherwise, why Rupa Goswami Pad will say that don't read so many books and don't have too many of disciples? Accepting a spiritual master in your life means having personal touch with him. It's a big responsibility that someone has taken. It's difficult ourselves to control our own senses, our own six enemies. And again, I am accepting others, few, as my disciples. So they have their own sets of these enemies. So I'm dealing with, like if I'm having like 100 and 200 disciples, means I'm having how many enemies with me? With whom I have to deal with?
Multiply by 6.
Almost like 1500. To deal with 6 is a great hassle, and to deal with this many, how much pressure that must be there with that person who has accepted such a disciple. Unless and until you have empowerment from your spiritual master, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to run that show. Otherwise, it will be just like a Osho. You will die because of the sins that has done by your own disciples. So need to be worked it out. And what is the symptom of pure devotee? He always tries to engage everyone in Krishna's service, not his personal service. not his personal worship. Nowadays, it has become a trade. In the beginning, they take shelter of Bhagavad Gita. They acquire knowledge from that. They speak on that. Then gradually, they take shelter of different Vedic literature, starts quoting from there. And as soon as they become more knowledgeable, become more eloquent, become more charming, then what they do? They try to mesmerize the people's intelligence. And when they once are able to hypnotize or mesmerize the mass of people, then that people, they start thinking, our Maharaj is not only a spiritual master, but he is Lord himself. Then that Maharaj or Swami becomes Bhagavan. And where it ends up then? Then they quit Bhagavad Gita from their life, then they quit all Vedic scriptures and they start their own philosophy. They create their own path for self-realization. Then they create their own process through which they wanted to give liberation. I have seen a person like that. In the beginning, he used to give initiation, proper way, of one particular mantra. As he started growing up, as his followers, they started growing up, he invented new way of giving initiation. What he used to do? He used to take one, what they call? Pichkari. A big syringe, you can call. And he used to take that turmeric water in big bucket. So take a water from that turmeric water and he used to put it on the people. So whoever has got that sprinkling of turmeric water, that person has got initiated. He is blessed with Swamiji. So from that day, he is like a disciple of Swamiji. And what he has to do, what is his sadhana? You chant whichever mantra you like. You are free to do that. But wherever there is my satsanga, you should come. That's the only qualification you should have. And within a half a decade, he became like a guru of millions of people. People started following him, worshipping him. But what has happened at the end? Everything has gone. Fame, prosperity, whatever he got it. Whom you can cheat and how much you can cheat. But pure devotees, they are totally against this thing. And it's happening. See, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, there was one Bhishak Sen. He was claiming himself as a Bhagavan, Vishnu, incarnation of Mahavishnu. But he was a tantric. He got few of the siddhis. He can mesmerize with the people and especially with the women. And he used to capture their mind, used to illicitly enjoy them. And those days, he challenged British government that he is going to finish them off. So British government got cautious and they put Bhaktivinoda Thakur on his case and he said, you look after this person. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was deadly against all these miscreants or pretenders. So he challenged that Bhishak Sen. He caught him and put him into the jail. And that Bhishak Sen, he was a very powerful tantric. So what he started? he started sending some evil souls or evil spirits on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family. His daughter, his son, his wife. He himself started suffering physically. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. As he started continuously reading Bhagavatam that time, the whole evil effect was neutralized. And there, he asked one of the British soldiers to cut down the hairs of Bhishaksen. So they shaved his head. And whatever siddhis he had, they were gone and he emaciated and he died. So, on the strength of so-called siddhis and so-called mystic powers, the so-called babas, gurus, pretenders, they claim themselves as a savior of the world. But they are not. But who are the real saviors of the world? It is explained here by Vidura. As he says here, तदस्य कौशारव शर्मदातुर हरे कथामेव कथासुसारम उद्धृत्य पुष्पेभ्य युवार्त बंधो शिवाय न कीर्तये तीर्थ कीर्ते. O friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for a people all over the world. Need to be understood. It will do good for everyone, not for certain community, not for certain locality. अभी जरूरी है क्या उसको बंद करना? It is meant for everyone's. And what is that? Most important thing is narrating the glories of the Lord. And who can do that? He said only devotees. Why? Because they are friend of the distressed. Artha Bandho. And what are the things that creates distress? That is known by the devotees only. Other people, they don't understand that. Otherwise, this philosophy of one can go to the samadhi by enjoying your senses will never pop up. People, they don't understand that they are not this body. If that fellow would have understood that we are not this body but spirit soul, he would have not come up with that philosophy that you enjoy as much your senses and you will go into the trance. By enjoying your material senses with the material objects, do you think you are going to get the transcendental thing? Huh? Where is the combination? Does it make any sense? It's sheer nonsense. And people with the less intelligent, they become mesmerized. They say, oh, wow, what a philosophy he is giving. Huh? It can happen with that. No ways. Because that person himself have never understood the real problem of life. If you would have understood the real problem of life, he would have worked on himself first. People, they think, oh, sometimes they argue with us. Oh, you have such a wonderful philosophy. Huh? But why everyone is not accepting? If you think that it is meant for everyone, then why everyone is not taking it? Everyone would like to have a gold. Is it true? Everyone would like to possess some quantity of a gold. Yes or no? Yes. They are attracted towards that. But is everyone is qualified to buy that? Does everyone has a capacity to purchase that? No. In the same way. this transcendental knowledge, which has came directly from the Lord, is meant for everyone, but not everyone is qualified to accept that. So to make them qualified, the devotees of the Lord, they roam all around. Otherwise, they don't have any purpose to go all around. They are not there to just accumulate fame, followers, name. They are not into that. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, what is that? Puja Labha Pratishtha Shukarera Vishtha. What is this worship? What is this fame? And what is this prestige? He says it is like a Shukarera Vishtha. Shukara means hog. It's like a stool of hog. Hog eats stool of human being, and his stool must be the abominable thing then. So he is comparing this Puja Labha Pratishtha with stool of hog. What you are going to get out of that? So the pure devotees, they are not bothered about who is glorifying them, who is liking them. They are not into that. Because the nature of this world, the people, they are finding fault with the Lord, then we are not great than the Lord. They will always find fault with us also. So just neglect that. Keep that aside. And still they preach. They go ahead. And what they preach about? They preach about our real problems of life. Most of the people, they come to us and they say, you people just always, whenever we approach you, you speak about negativity only. Everything you see, you first find a negative part of that. Because it's needed to know what are the problems. Then only you can work out for the solution. You are in the world which is full of negativity. And you yourself claiming it as a positivity. You are training your kids from your childhood, putting them in the slaughterhouses, competing with each other. You are creating that competitive spirit which has brought us in this material world actually. We tried to compete with the Lord and we fell down here. That's the root cause. And here again, what are you doing? You are pumping their egos from childhood. You should be the number one. You should be the number one. Or to be number one, you need to have number two, number three, number four, number five. If everyone is number one, who will consider you? Number one has a value when the rest of the numbers are there. Why don't you think that? And this sort of a consciousness keeps us bound to this material world. And devotees, they know this. Once one person, he went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he was sort of a devotee. He went, Prabhupada, I am the most fallen living entity. The most. Prabhupada corrected him. Not the, a. You are a most fallen living entity. Not the. The can be used only for the Lord. Because whatever qualities that he has, they are having the. So our problem is that we don't know what is our problem. And that's why if someone is trying to give you, tell you your problem, we get disturbed. And devotees, their whole mission is to show the problems and give the solutions. And they are, as he explains, they are empowered representative of the Lord, which are known as the Shakti Avesha Avataras. To show something troublesome or obstacle, you need to have strength or power to indicate that. If you don't have, you will become the part of problem then, rather than the solution of that. Hota hai na, hone do, chal raha hai na, chalne do. Let it happen. It's going on for years. No. If something is wrong, wrong. And need to be worked out on the part of solution then. It's not that just show the problem and run away from there. No, work out how to deal with that problem. And that's why devotees, they roam around. And Vidurji was known as a Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Vidurji has a power. Wherever he used to go, he used to create Tirtha, a holy place. Why? Because all the contamination of the people, they goes or they washed off when they visit the holy place. How come? Because holy place has the potency to take out all your anarthas. Because they know this is what you are carrying, the our anartha, and they wash it off. If you don't know this is what anartha is, then how you can wash it off? And that's why devotees are considered more compassionate. And it's very difficult to understand. Vaishnavaira Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhuja, Mahaprabhu says. You will not understand their activity. So better, do not try to judge. Leave it. Work it on our own problem. And that will give us a solution. And what is the real solution of all our problems? Harikatha. Hearing the glories of the Lord. Discussing wonderful pastimes of the Lord. That's the only one way that we can get rid of our anarthas. And since last 2 decades I have seen, wherever there is a problem with the katha, where there is a problem with the discussion of philosophy, there are problems only. Because if you don't have a harikatha to discuss, you have to discuss something. And what you will discuss then? You will discuss all rest of the things which are not concerned with the Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said, we have made this temple for discussing Harikatha, propagating the holy name of the Lord. Among the 7 purposes, what he has said, these are the institute where you can systematically train the people to progress in devotional service of the Lord. To create a Krishna conscious atmosphere. Nothing else. If you have some other agenda for that, finish it off. You are not going to survive for long. So we need to work on that. Otherwise, why Prabhupada will write all this purport? He said there is a problem. We don't have, especially the Krishna conscious society does not have any problem from the outside people. It has a problem with inside only. Because if they don't understand the real purpose of our own life, then they will work on their own mental concoctions, on their mental conditions. And they try to find out solutions from there rather than from the scriptures. Like one of our very senior sannyasi was dear devotee of Prabhupada, dear disciple of Prabhupada. It was in 1996, I think. There were some people, they come up with some fancy ideas of getting outside people to understand our administration policies and work out with that. They bought someone. And that person gave big, big seminars to our big, big sannyasis and UBCs. Then the Swamiji, he just said, have you lost faith in your own philosophy? To manage your own institution, you need to get help of someone who never know about, who does not know anything about your philosophy. Make some sense? The person who does not know what is the purpose of our own society, how he can give you ideas about how to manage this society. Mahaprabhu has shown us, and that we can read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that how we should manage our society. What is the dealings between Vaishnavas? And that's what needed. And he said, enough of this now. I think you people don't need me. I'm quitting. And next day he left his body. So, if we do, rather than taking shelter of our own philosophy and our own scripture and our own acharyas, if we go here and there, we are creating problem for our own self. That need to be understood. Otherwise then, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathareshayanam, again and again, move around this material world, taking birth in different wombs of different species of mothers, and carry on. And if you want to stop it somewhere, then follow the Acharya, his teachings, his percept. That will help us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Bol.
Vidraji. मतलब आध्यात्मिक लाइन में बहुत पावरफुल था तभी भी उनको उनको कोई अपने हैं सभी अपने भाई बंधु थे तभी भी उनको कुछ बात सुनाई नहीं देता उनको बात सुनना होगा तो प्रॉब्लम तो नहीं होता था
इसीलिए भगवान कहते हैं कि आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान उनको ही प्राप्त होता है जिनके पास भगवान के प्रति आस्था होती है श्रद्धा होती है ना धृतराष्ट्र को थी ना दुर्योधन को थी हालांकि दुनिया में सबसे उत्तम प्रकार के सलाहकार या मंत्रणा करने वाले व्यक्ति धृतराष्ट्र के साथ थे कृपाचार्य सारे वेदों के क्या थे विदुर सारे वेदों का ज्ञाता और उसमें से विशेष करके नीति शास्त्र का ज्ञाता था भीष्मदेव बृहस्पति के शिष्य थे और बृहस्पति कौन है देवताओं के गुरु इतना सारा धृतराष्ट्र के पास होकर भी उसकी मति मारी गई क्यों क्योंकि जीव का स्वभाव है कि वो अपने आप को नीचे ही डालना चाहता है अपना उत्थान करवाने की इच्छा नहीं रखता है कभी बारह महाजनों में से एक महाजन उसके साथ थे और यहां पे कहते हैं विदुर जी कौन है नित्यम सानुगा जो नित्य रूप से भगवान का पार्षद है ये सब उनके आजू बाजू में रह के भी धृतराष्ट्र सुधर नहीं पाया दुर्योधन सुधर नहीं पाया तो सुधरना नहीं सुधरना किसके ऊपर निर्भर है आपके ऊपर घोड़े को पानी के पास लेके जा सकते हो लेकिन पिलाओगे क्या पानी आप नहीं जब तो वो खुद होके पीना नहीं चाहता तब तो वो मुंडी पानी में डालेगा ही नहीं वैसे ही हुआ धृतराष्ट्र का दुर्योधन पैदा होते ही विदुर जी ने बोल दिया था इसको मार डालो नहीं तो तुम्हारे पूरे कुल का अंत हो जाएगा धृतराष्ट्र माना नहीं उल्टा विदुर जी को डांट दिया बोला तुम पहले से ऐसा चाहते हो कि मेरा भला ना हो सबसे बड़ा हितेशी को उसने बोला कि तू मेरा हित चिंतक है ही नहीं तू चाहता ही नहीं कि मेरा कुछ अच्छा हो ये महती है इस भौतिक जगत की कि यहां पे आने के बाद किसी के ऊपर हम विश्वास नहीं रखते कली का गुण ही बताया गया अगर कलयुग में साधु शास्त्र और गुरु के ऊपर विश्वास रखोगे तो कलयुग कैसे कहोगे वो तो सत्ययुग हो जाएगा कलयुग का सिम्टम ही है कि आसानी से गुरु साधु शास्त्र के ऊपर हमारा विश्वास ही नहीं बैठता हम उनमें ही दोष देखना शुरू कर देते ये कलयुग की माता, और दुर्योधन तो साक्षात कलि उत्पन्न हो गया था धृतराष्ट्र को, तो कैसे मानेगा वो? उद्धरेत आत्मानम आत्मनः, हमें ही हमारा उद्धार करके लेना है, नहीं तो देखो धृतराष्ट्र दो दो भगवान के नित्य पार्षद उसके साथ होने के बाद भी भक्त नहीं बना, ना अच्छी मति उसने उपयोग में लाई, है ना? He was asking, Dhritarashtra was constantly associated with Vidurji, and Vidurji was such an exalted personality, and he always gave counsel to Dhritarashtra, but still Dhritarashtra never changed. Why? So answer is for that, to change yourself, you need to prepare yourself. Because Dhritarashtra not only was associating with Vidurji, but he had one of the best counselors from the universe actually. He was having Pitama Bhishma, who was a disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the spiritual master of Devas, and his disciple was Bhishma Dev, and he was one of the Mahajanas. Vidura, one of the greatest scholar of morality, and again greatest scholar of Vedas, Dronacharya, all these powerful personalities whom other people to come and take consultancy from them, they were in his counsel. But he was not ready to accept that. He was not receptive for that. As Lord says that tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevatya. Humbly you should approach and get that knowledge. And he was not ready for that. And that was his problem. And that's why even though he had such a good counsel, he never changed. So to elevate ourselves, it depends upon us, not on our guru, not on our even sampradaya. It depends upon you. That's why in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one shloka. When Pandavas, they left one by one. They left behind Subhadra and, Uttara, Subhadra and Draupadi. They never looked at back then. In that purport, Prabhupada says, everyone has to fly his own plane. Hear it carefully. Everyone has to fly his own plane. If there is some problem when you are in air, who is going to take care? It's you, not the ground crew. They may help you as long as you are on the ground. So same way, throughout the life, your spiritual master will help you to remember God. Your parents, your wife, your colleagues, your kids, all they will help you. But at the time of the death, who has to remember Lord? It's you or they? Huh? Because Lord says, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. If you remember me at the time of death, you will get rid of this kalevara, this repeated birth and death. But who has to remember? It's me. So I have to fly my own plane. You may have one of the best spiritual master, but if you are not receptive to him and you are not following his instruction, what the use of being having such a great spiritual master? Does it make sense? So we have to be very careful for our own spiritual life. It really matters us than anyone else. Okay. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.